This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday. And I'll be here all another 53 minutes to answer all your gardening questions. This is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here every week to help you out when my father looks down and feel like he's with me every day. I do this to help you help me answer all the gardening questions. I'll mention it one last time because it just doesn't get old for me, but Red Sox World Series champions, awesome stuff. And I know my father was a huge Red Sox fan, huge Patriots fan. So, Patriots, it's up to you next. But the City of Champions, Boston, goes on. So it's exciting stuff. But I said earlier, one of my favorite stories is when my father used to talk about pruning roses when the Red Sox came back to Boston for real. He always had that sarcastic little tone in his voice because, you know, he grew up in the time where with Bucky Dent and Bill Buckner and dealing with those types of things. So, you know, now I've been spoiled. So everybody's been spoiled this time. 4 championships, so great stuff. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Olga's in Cape Cod.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning, Patrick. Hang on just a minute.
Good morning.
I went off the speakerphone. I have some dahlias and some elephant ears that I dug up. And I washed them and dried them, and I'm storing them in peat, and I'm wondering if they need any watering. The peat's a little bit moist.
So, yeah, you definitely want to, when you first get there, keep the peat moist. But you want to maybe spritz the soil once a month.
Uh-huh.
A little bit. You don't want to soak it. You don't want to put, like, a hose in there.
Right.
But you want to spritz it.
Okay.
It'll just keep it going. The other thing you want to be doing each time you do this is checking the bulbs before you spritz. Check and see if there's any rot or anything that's going on with it.
Okay.
You'll be able to kind of see if it's still really soaked or, you know, there might be some that type, like fungus or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best way to do it. I would definitely, you know, just spritz once a month.
Okay, very good. I was just worried about the rot or the mold, if it were.
Yeah, that's why you only do a little bit, and that's why you keep that. You use the peat moss.
Right.
The peat moss will usually keep some moisture in there to keep that bulb going.
Yeah, it is. It's not really wet. It's just it was slightly damp. I just took it out of
exactly.
the bag, which was stored outside.
Okay. Exactly. That's what you want to do. It's perfect.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Olga.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And the phone number here today is 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. Earlier in the day, we had some phone line issues. Those are all set now, but if you were trying to call early, that's what was happening. Now, going through some of the changes of weather, I feel like I've been sick for about a month here with different colds here. So my ears were blocked. I'm not sure if Nathan said there was anybody left on the line. All right, so it's just me talking to you guys, giving you some great information. One of the things I'd like you guys to do is sign up for the email newsletter. My mom has been doing it since the beginning with my father when he was here, and she's producing it every week for us. We're taking some of the old archived ones and giving you some great information, but it's all timely. It's not just, we're not taking one from, you know, June and putting it in November. It's all timely. There's a lot of great information. And I know this past one that we talked about had a lot of good information about different bulbs and what to do with it. So take a look. You can always look at all the different ones on the website. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bernie in Wareham.
Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. I have a problem with moles.
Okay.
And early in the spring I called and your dad recommended the battery-operated tubes putting in the ground.
Yep.
And they worked extremely well all summer. I didn't have any. And now all of a sudden, in spite of those tubes, I have mold tunnels all over the place.
Okay. Well, you could definitely be using those again. You could also be using a product from Bonide called Mole Max.
Yeah.
It's a repellent. And so what you really need to do is it takes a little bit of work. You're going to have to walk over as many of those tunnels as possible
and
to find which tunnels and holes are active.
Uh-huh.
So you need to do it before dark. So if you could do it today, and then over the and tomorrow morning, take a look and see where the tunnels have like erupted like volcanoes.
Again,
that's
okay.
Where they're active. So at that point, you're going to be putting that Mole Max. Use it as like a perimeter to push them away from the areas you don't want them to use. If you do it in a big circle and they're in the center, they're just going to stay in that area.
I see.
But the Mole Max is considered like a repellent. There's also a product out there called Mole Tox, which will kill the moles. So if you're looking to do that, what it does is you'd have to do the same thing. You have to find the active tunnels so that you know that the product you're using is actually effective in the right area. And it comes in a tube, and you just spray, you just push it out and create like it looks like a grub, looks like an insect for them to eat. They will eat that, and they will pass due to that. It is a poison. So usually
now,
go ahead.
Come spring, should I do a grub X and all? Because that's their food chain, I believe.
Yeah, no, I definitely would be using, in the spring, you don't want to use a season-long grub killer in early spring. You want to use Dilox, which is from Bayer.
All right.
The grub control, that's the season control, it doesn't kill the ones that are there instantly. It needs a little bit of time to do that. Where Dilox is a 24-hour killer. It'll kill all the grubs that are in the soil feeding at that time, in that 24-hour span.
Mm-hmm.
You usually want to use the grub control later in the season, maybe around June, because it lasts about 3 to 4 months. So it's June, July, August. Okay. Again, in end of August, beginning of September, you could use the Dilox again to kill any that it did not kill. Because, you know, sometimes the chemical later on in the season loses all, you know, some of its potency and might not be as strong as you would like.
Good, because it's a pain in the neck mowing the lawn after they've been through and the like.
Yeah, it's a bumpy road out there when it's supposed to be a nice open green pasture, right?
Oh, indeed. And I just had my lawn aerated and seeded, and suddenly they're all over the place. And it, well, at least their tunnels are.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you don't have to push down all the tunnels. It's just all the holes. I know I said tunnels before. I want to reiterate, just where the holes are, where they come out of the ground.
Where they breathe, yeah.
Obviously, you're going to need to push down the tunnels eventually, but at first, just get the holes so you can see which holes they're coming out of so you can actually get them in there. There might be some all the way on the right side of the property, but they're already on the left side of the property, that type of thing. So that's why you do it this way and then put down the product the next day.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Bernie, thank you for the phone call.
Very good. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another half hour or more to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So let's get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Annie and Brewster.
Annie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question on endless summer hydrangeas, how to prune them.
Okay.
Planted them last year. They're new. They bloomed very nice. This year they bloomed very nice, but they're very leggy. There's a lot of shoots.
Okay. So those, what I would do at this point, just cut all of the old flowers, the blossoms that have gone by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in the late spring is when I would cut the endless summer back to whichever way you would like. Endless summer grows on flowers on old and new wood, so it's one that you can definitely prune, usually at any time.
Okay.
Some hydrangeas that bloom on old wood, you have to wait to cut them back until after they're done blooming. Endless summer, you can cut any time of year. At this point, I would just want to cut down the blossoms so they don't, you know, break the plant over the winter. And then again in the spring, right as everything's starting to pop out, then you can cut it back and get it, you know, give it a haircut of what the way you want it to look.
To shape it. Okay.
To shape it.
Thank you so much.
One of the things I'd want you to use this time of year would be maybe some of the wilt stop from Bonide to get the buds on there cleaned, the buds on there sprayed so that the moisture will stay in the plant, not get out of the plant.
Okay. That's Wilt, W-I-L-T, stop.
Yep, it's from Bonide.
Bonide, okay.
You can definitely...
Any nursery.
Yeah, you can, you're down on the Cape, right? I know both Mahoney's down there, the one in Osterville and one in Falmouth will carry it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Are you tired of mice moving into your home with every fall?
with you every fall? Would you like to keep them from coming into your house? Do you dislike using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, and farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint, but mice hate it. Mouse Magic repels by smell and works as an irritant that drives mice away. Just use one throw pack per average size room and you're mouse free for up to 2 months. Available in a 4-pack box or 12-pack economy Ziploc bag. Bonide products are family made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at these fine stores. A Mahoney's near you. A Paris Farmers Union store near you. Granby Grain in Granby, Massachusetts. And the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We can go right to the lines. We'll have to carry him over. But who's up next, Nathan?
Sandra in Tewksbury.
Sandra, welcome to the Paul Barrett Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I have a question. I have the hottest time planting gala. I planted usually during October and November, and come, you know, excuse me, during the spring and summer, I might get some shoots coming up, but I never get, like, heads of garlic. I don't know what I'm doing wrong or what kind of garlic that we should be buying. When we went to clean the garden up recently, I had one little clove, two.
That's really?
Yes, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. My husband plants it the way he was supposed to. We're buying the garlic that you're supposed to plant, and it's supposed to go in. You separate them all and put them in a certain way and not all the way down, and we mark it. But I never have good luck with it. Could you steer me in the right direction?
Well, so you're definitely starting right by doing it in the fall. That's the best time to be planting it. So that's a great thing to be doing. Overwintering it, are you putting anything around the base of the plant? You know, where are you covering the area completely?
What he does is he puts the soil on lightly, and then we're in a pine forest here.
Yep.
He covers our garden with pine needles.
Okay. All right. Well, so okay. We just have a couple seconds before the break. I want you to hang tight, and on the other side of the break, I'll give you more information.
Okay.
So just hang tight for me. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just days away from one of the most important elections of our lives. This is a big one.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Florida last night where he was joined by Vice President Mike Pence.
Because President Trump and I need Florida to elect Ron DeSantis as your next governor and send Rick Scott to the United States Senate.
On the Democratic side, former Vice President Joe Biden appeared at a rally in Ohio yesterday on behalf of Democratic candidates there, including incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown. North Korea now says it might restart its nuclear program unless the U.S. lifts sanctions. The North Korean Foreign Ministry is saying that Washington's been behaving arrogantly and that it could restart development of nuclear weapons at any time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
You had Sandra waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about Sandra. Sandra, and I don't mind me.
No, that's fine. I totally understand.
The time change, I'll call it that. How about that?
All right. Dad, we have to blame something.
Right? I wanted to ask you a couple things. Did you fertilize? Do you normally fertilize or anything along those lines with the garlic?
He does. Yes, he does.
All right. We want to make sure it's like a heavy nitrogen.
Okay.
Like a blood meal might help, might work. The blood meal is also a good repellent, so that would be, a multifaceted there.
Okay.
So you said he mulches well with the pine needles. And
yes.
That type of thing. So, you want to make sure you keep it loose. And you said he has loose soil, so that's good.
Yes. What kind of garlic should I use? I'm sorry.
So you want to use like a, what's it called? A hardneck garlic. It's trying to think which is the best names of garlics. I have a book that has some information for the... It's one of those books that I took from my father.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's called Sow the Seed. You look it up, because I spoke to him often. I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. But in certain areas that we live in, there's only certain garlic. So one is the hardneck. You're correct on that.
There's one's called Premium Northern White.
Oh, okay.
Which would be good. They can get below zero as their temperatures.
Oh, okay.
Trying to see if there's any others. I got a vegetable book that he had that I'm looking at the same time. I think those are the two that you would would do the best for you.
Okay. Okay. Is it too late to plant it now?
I would definitely get it in the ground soon. It shouldn't be too late. The one last thing that I want to check in with you on there to maybe help with, do you, or does your husband cut back the false seed heads called scapes in the spring?
Yes, and what I was told is as soon as you see them come up, they produce like a little, it looks like a little bulb at the end, and then it turns into a flower. And you're supposed to take that off.
Yeah, so you make sure, once it starts to curl, you don't want it to get to the, you don't want to get it completely to that flower stage. You want to get it as early as possible when you start to see it curl. So the whole idea of most plants is they want to get to seed. They want to reproduce themselves. And that's what that garlic is doing by sending that flower seed. Okay, so the earlier you cut that back, the better.
Okay.
The other thing is, you know, so you want to keep it watered, but you don't want to keep it too moist because some of the bulb could rot. So that maybe that's part of the aspect that's not working for you. I'm just trying to think of all the different ones that it could be for you.
It's in a step. We have two separate farms, and in that farm area, he plants garlic and onions.
Yep.
Do different kinds of onions and so forth. But maybe he is because he waters it all the time. You know, all the garden area, the two gardens. So maybe that area we won't wet as often.
You don't want to keep it soaked all the time.
Okay.
One of the things that we've had this year is we had a ton of rain. We had so much rain this year; it's just been crazy. So that could be part of the issues that we've been having. You want it to be in a well-drained soil. Loose soil, so that could be, you know, start with that. Make sure the soil is really nice and loose. Mix it well before you plant it.
And before you go, I have one more question to ask you. Do the pine, we're in a pine forest here where we are in Tewksbury. My yard, we have all pine trees. Now, we've been cleaning pine needles since forever. They keep falling in the beds. We have arborvitaes. You know, all different kinds of stuff in the back. Yeah. Is it all right to leave the pine needles there for the winter? Like, they've been coming down like crazy now.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. If you're listening last week, I had said, take them up, get rid of them, only leave them in acidic areas. But I did some research on it, and they're fine to put down. They're not going to affect the pH of anything.
Even the grass?
Even the grass, you don't want to have like a huge covering on top of it.
No.
Get rid of some of it. Or blow them into, you know, take a blower or a rake and put them into the garden beds around the house, something along those lines.
Okay.
Those would definitely be better off in the beds as like a mulch.
What he's been doing.
Perfect. Very good.
Yeah, because someone told us that we have to clean it all out. Well, we already had the yard cleaned, and, you know, with all this crazy weather, Patrick, the needles are still coming down.
Oh, I know. I'm right up the street from you in Lowell, and my yard is a yellow red forest that is going to take multiple days to clean. So I feel you.
You're doing a wonderful job, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
And you have a great day.
You too. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and outs for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone.
Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we have anybody on the line?
Yeah, we do. Sorry about that. Alice in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have, about 3 weeks ago in your newsletter, you had written down an ingredient to put on blueberry bushes that your father used to recommend. And I couldn't find that particular newsletter. So do you remember what that was? It didn't sound like a fertilizer.
Well, so everything that he would want to use is usually like a acidifier, for that. I'm trying to think what he could have said. I can look back in some of his newsletters while we speak, but the it's usually
3 weeks ago.
Okay, you can definitely be putting. Trying to think of, you know, it's definitely acidic soil, like a holly tone. You want to keep it very acidic for the season.
You mean this was to put down at this time of year?
Okay. I'm just trying to think of all the different things he could have said.
Take your time.
Yeah, one of the things about being a son is you try not to listen to your parents for so many years, and this is one of those times where I sit there and say, I wish I listened that time, but yeah. One time so I could remember the answer. He could have been talking about putting like pine needles around it, some oak leaves, that type of thing, mixing it around the soil to help cover it up for the winter. You could also be talking about, getting it ready for winter by putting soil around it a little bit later in the season.
What do you mean, soil?
To cover the plant itself. A 12 by 12 barrier around it to make sure that it's protected for winter.
From the wind, you mean?
From the cold to keep the plant very strong. During those times.
Oh.
Trying to see if there were any others that we could give you more information.
If you piled the dirt up, would it be around the trunk? I mean, would it be...
It would be around the trunk
about 5 feet tall, and I haven't really done anything, I haven't done much to help it along, although it did produce. So you don't... you touch the tree, the bush itself?
Yeah, so you would just go about 12 inches up and 12 inches around.
Oh, okay.
Just to keep that bottom area just covered and protected for winter. You could be doing that you could be doing that now or around Thanksgiving time to protect it. You could take a look at that. I'm going to have to do a little bit of research to see exactly what he was talking about. I don't want to give you the wrong information.
Okay.
Giving you the information that I know.
Right.
But I can do some research and see what I can do.
Okay. And around March, I can put some holly tone on there?
Yeah, or depending upon your pH, if you're very alkaline, which would be a higher pH, you would use a soil acidifier. So you want to take a look at the different... you might want to take a look at the pH of it. I don't know if you've done a pH test in that area.
No.
How was your production of blueberries this year? Was it heavy or light?
Well, this bush hasn't done anything for so many years. It's just been sitting there. And then this year, for some strange reason, I got 2 pints.
Oh, wow. Well, there was a lot of rain and a lot of... warm weather, so it was pushing growth. So definitely something you could do is it might have a non-acidic soil, so maybe use some soil acidifier in the spring to help acidify that soil, because the blueberries do better with a lower pH. They want to have it
What does that mean, an acidifier? What do you buy to acidify it?
Espoma has a product that is called soil acidifier.
Oh,
it's
okay.
As simple as that, that you would use and mix into the soil around the drip line of that plant.
Okay.
So that's how you would do it. The drip line of the plant is however wide the plant is, and at the edges
right.
of that. Okay. But it's,
I
it's
guess
called
I
soil,
get a soil test.
Yeah, it's called soil acidifier. It's really easy to use. Granular. But a soil test in the area wouldn't be bad. But again, right. like I said, they love acidic soils. You could be adding it without an issue.
On Cape Cod, we have a lot of yellow sand.
Yep.
Yellows are about, a few inches down, you start hitting yellow sand or yellow dirt.
Which usually means that the soil, the nutrients will run right through. So
oh.
it might be losing some of the nutrients because it's well-drained soil. It's not clay where sometimes the clay will trap it. So, doing a little bit of fertilizer and taking care of it a little extra might be the way to go to get more for you for next year.
Great. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Alice. Thank you for the phone call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Last couple minutes here, so we're going to go right into the phone lines. Let's see who's up next. Nathan, who's up next?
Ray is, she's in New Hampshire.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have a rabbit foot fern that I was given, and it's encased its entire pot in the holder. So how do I give it a bigger pot?
Okay, so it's not the easiest to be doing, right? It's right. Completely covered.
It is completely all root.
Yeah, and a lot of times, they have that it's almost like woolly. I mean, it looks like a rabbit's foot that you know the lucky rabbit's foot. That's why, hence its name. Best way to be doing this is try and you're going to have to cut some of the fern, the rabbit's foot, if you will, to get an area so you can at least get when you take the pot off into soil. You don't want to cover the base. You don't want to just get a new pot and then put everything into the soil. You want to at least cut the bottom area so the pot can come off. And when you replant it, try to move up the sides of the roots of the plant. So that, and when I say the roots, I mean those, I can't think of the name exactly to call it.
Fibrous, yeah.
The fibrous outer roots, if you will. Go ahead.
I say, do you think slice from the bottom up a side?
I would say just I'm looking at a pot. So if you look at the pot and say it has those fibrous roots all the way around it, you want to at least make sure the bottom, you could reach up there and pull the pot straight down.
I cannot.
Okay, so that's where I'd want you to cut, is cut on the lower part, as low down as possible.
Yeah.
You know, so at the bottom of the pot, like straight across, so you can pull the pot out. Okay. Once that's done and you can at least pull the pot out, then you could take those fibrous roots and move them up and out when you put it into a new planter.
Right. Yeah. Should I wait for spring?
I would try to do it now because it's just going to get worse. If you will, it's just going to go crazy all over the place if you don't do anything. So, you know, get something that's a little bit bigger pot-wise. You don't want to always go double the size. You want to go a little bit more than the size that it is. So say it's in a 10-inch, you could go to a 12-inch. Say it's in a 6-inch, you go to an 8-inch, maybe a 10. But put in a nice loose soil, a potting soil. Espoma has a great potting soil that you could mix into it, which would be great to use. It's light, and water it in. And I think that should work for you. But unfortunately, you're going to have to cut some of them. And that's why I say cut from the bottom so you can actually replant it without an issue.
Okay. Yeah, it needs to be.
All right. I hope that helps for you.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck.
Good day.
Thank you. All right, Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Irene in Cape Cod, and we are right up against it.
Irene, quick question so we can get it on the air for you.
Patrick, but this is a story. It's taken me weeks to get up the courage to call you. My husband and I moved to the Cape 30 years ago, and we went to Mahoney's, and there was this gentleman there with his son, and my husband and I were the only two sitting in these seats. And I went there because my yard needed landscaping. So after a while, the gentleman started talking, and, of course, it was your dad. And so he quickly said, "This is my partner. He's my gopher." Now, this was 30 years ago, Patrick, at Mahoney's. And so your father made me what I am today as far as gardening. I'm 93, and I have more yard than I can take care of. But he told us one thing, and I hope I can remember this information. He said, "Do you know the difference between a male and a female holly?" And I said, "No, I don't." So he said, "Well, the male has the bumps and the female has the flowers." And I said, "Oh, that doesn't sound right." But is that correct?
Yes, it is.
I remember it after 30 years. But you're doing a great job. And honestly, I had to relate this story to you because he said, "He's my gopher." And that was you. And you were probably, how old were you?
I was probably 6 years old. So
6 years old.
Thank you so much, Irene. We've come full circle. I'm back at Mahoney's full time in Winchester.
Yeah. And this is Yarmouth, a Falmouth, of
course. Perfect. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.